We can start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, and we're going to continue our exclusive conversation with USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo. Certainly, you have had so much incredible success since taking over this group since 2005, but I want to shift gears a bit. Let's give credit to Coach K, to Mike Krzyzewski, who steps down after the 2016 games. It is his last stint as head coach of USA Basketball. As you had said earlier, he set the bar very high, 75-1 record since he was hired. He has been just incredible. What a legacy.
Yes, he's, you know, you can talk about comparisons or you could talk about similarities, more importantly. Coach K was a great leader as yes. well as a great coach. He's as good as they come on a collegiate level, without a doubt. And as you look at Pop's main attributes, they're basically the same type of attributes that Coach K has, and that's what makes this thing so unique. Think about it. 5 NCAA championships at Duke for Coach K, 5 NBA championships for Pop with San Antonio. That's 10. 10 gold cigars, if you will. And to have that all under one program just, again, illustrates how strong we are in basketball and how USA Basketball has been able to plug into all of those great assets.
You know, I have to wonder, too, how is he able to consistently blend and build teams? I mean, how does he create those adaptive teams? I mean, when you were on the show in the past, you talked about the great equity that you have, the familiarity factor. These guys know each other. They play together. But it just seems like Coach K was able to maximize the talent and have them have the all-in mentality.
Well, it started day one when we had our first team meeting and we talked about leaving your egos at the door on one hand, because from that point on it was about we, not about me. And yet once they entered, it was important for each individual player to maintain a certain amount of ego, because that helps make players who they are, you know, the belief in their own ability to perform. But the groundwork was laid early on, and there was buy-in on the part of the players. And, you know, leadership is about the ability to communicate with players. And, again, Coach K is a master at that. So is Pop. A little bit different in style, but the end result is the same.
And I understand, too, that Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, he will continue to serve in a special advisory role. Tell us about that.
Well, Mike has a lot of equity in USA Basketball, that's for sure, and he loves it. And yet it's time for him to step down as the head coach. I wanted to maintain his presence. He's going to be a special advisor to me. He will be available to Pops if Pop wants to discuss anything at all, but primarily he's going to be alongside me. He wants to learn a little bit more about the business side of USA Basketball, and I'm looking forward to that.
You know, I have to wonder too, Jerry, when you're working with some of the younger players that come on board to USA Basketball, how important is it to provide that historical perspective, the good and the bad?
Here's something that I think is really the most powerful thing right now. It's not necessarily the 75-1 record and all the gold medals we've won, both in Olympics and also World Cup or World Championships. Since I took the program over, it's about how the youth teams who represent the USA are the defending gold medalists. 17 and under, 18 and under, 19 and under. These young people are being indoctrinated into our culture at a very early age. Now, I don't know if you recall last year, when Duke won the NCAA championship and they had three freshmen mm-hmm. in the starting lineup, all three of them being interviewed post-game after winning the NCAA, when the question was asked, how do you do it? You're young guys, you're freshmen, and, you know, the pressure of winning, playing in an NCAA championship game. And they all said, hey, we've been there. We've played for gold medals representing the USA. So they're getting ready at a much younger age today, and so they're getting to learn the history, and that is a very important thing. You need to know who preceded you. You need to know what the history is of our country, our program, and what we're all about.
Do you hear from some of the athletes as far as maybe some apprehension on their part in terms of running the risk of injury?
Not really. I think today it's such a feather in the cap of any athlete to be on the national team roster. You know, we have presently 28 players who are on the national team roster, from which we will select, in this case, 12 to represent us in Rio. That's a very elite group. There's a lot of benefit that goes into being one of those elite players. And so they aspire to be one of them, and there's not as much concern. Most athletes are, look, I love the game. I could get hurt playing in a pickup game. I could get hurt in practice or during a regular season game. So I'm not going to play out of fear.
You mentioned Rio 2016. As we look ahead, the roster's not set in stone. There's always chatter and buzz about LeBron, but I understand that perhaps Kobe Bryant, that there's a real possibility he might earn a spot on the 2016 Olympic team, and that certainly would be very special for him to ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, what we've told the players, and I think this is important, is that they have this season to do their jobs with their respective teams. We hope and pray that each and every one of them stay healthy, that they don't have any injuries. And unfortunately, each year there's always some who pay the price of an NBA season or a quirky accident, and people do go down. It's a part of the game. But we will witness and watch and stay on top of all of the NBA season. And then postseason, our intention is to select the 12 players who will represent us in Rio. And, you know, it's a wide open field. That's the best way to look at it. It's up to the players to earn that spot.
The talent pool will be very strong. Who's going to be the face of USA Basketball?
Well, I got in trouble once for predicting that Durant was going to be the, the future face of USA Basketball. I think the face of USA Basketball is the mere presence of the USA Basketball uniform, which represents our country and the great job that our coaches and players have done to put us in the position we're in. You know, players have a habit of coming and going and getting injured, etc. But the consistency is having a program that can withstand all of those things, all the negatives that might come along. And right now, it couldn't be any better than it is, and we feel very blessed.
What's the future for you? I mean, here you are, USA Basketball chairman. How much longer do you anticipate that you'll serve in this role?
Well, I appreciate that. And when I met with Pop this summer, and we had a great opportunity to talk through a lot of things, he made it very clear that his interest was tied to me being there and being available. With me not being there, he would have passed. And I think he was referring to the continuity, the infrastructure I talked about earlier. So I committed to doing it one more time. I'll finish in 2020, and then it's time to ride off into the sunset.
From playing to coaching to being an influential leader in the NBA and internationally, Jerry Colangelo's career has been a story of remarkable success. It's been such an honor to have with us tonight USA Basketball Chairman, Mr. Jerry Colangelo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. God bless. Much more straight ahead tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, where weekends start early.